Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, along with the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market. Also, breaking news, Fidelity rumored to file Bitcoin Spot ETF in the United States and bid for Grayscale. Bring it. And quoting Max Keiser, FOMO increases as every Bitcoin emerges the winner. My apologies. FOMO increases as Bitcoin emerges the winner and the winner take all crypto arena. Everything not Bitcoin is going to the price of effectively zero against Bitcoin, as we've been saying for 12 years. Also, Coinbase blasts the SEC for no straight answers following the recent court order, as well as breaking news Do Kwon gets 4 months in prison on his fake passport charges. We'll also be discussing crypto strategist predicts a parabolic Bitcoin move and says BTC can catch fire with a single spark. Also in today's show, after predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price action, Fundstrat's Tom Lee applauds the BlackRock fueled recovery. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1317. I'm your host, JV, and today is Monday, June 19th. 2023. Checking out the market watch, we can see the entire crypto market back in the red after an explosive weekend. We got Bitcoin down 0.5%, trading at roughly 26,500 at the time of this live stream. Ether down 1.6%, trading just above $1,700, while XRP, BNB, Solana, and Cardano all correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is still getting close to 1.1 trillion with about 22 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance still on the climb at 48.3%. I've heard a Michael Saylor prediction of an 80% Bitcoin dom. Bring it. And the ETH dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours. Trust Wallet Token leading the pack, up 6.5%, trading above 96 cents. Followed by Flare, up 5%, trading at 1.5 cents. Followed by Maker, up almost 5%, trading at $710. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week. We also have the Trust Wallet Token leading the pack here, up 7%, and Maker up 4.3%, with a couple of the biggest losses, including KCS down 12%, and you've got Pepe down 5.5%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 47 neutral, yesterday a 49, last week a 47, and last month a 48 neutral. So we have been stuck in neutral for the past month. Now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis. If you're new to the channel, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell icon to turn on all notifications so you get these daily notifications of my live stream so you know what's good in the crypto market. Now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out some of the charts. Here's what we got. And the first factor to keep your eyes out on this week, no relief for nervous Bitcoin traders. The latest weekly close for Bitcoin yielded little change over the past week at just above 26,000 sideways is the current name of the game, which weathered a slew of potential volatility triggers over the weekend. Quoting an analyst, Crypto Tony here, I remain long while we show no signs of reversal and looking for that trend line test at 26,900 and following a flip of that. And then we could have 27,003 to note then up and away. Step by step, we move. And then we have Koala who said a set of equal highs and equal lows. I think we'll run with equal lows before the equal highs, he argued. And he goes on, the demand area is where I'm interested in bidding for a run higher. If demand holds, then 27,000 plus. Otherwise, 23,000-ish. And for Credible Crypto, quoting him here, it would be no surprise to see us chop around between the red and green regions below for another few weeks. Any move above 28.5 and we'll have broken a key market structure level that would imply that our corrective structure has completed and we may have begun a new impulse move, he wrote. And he also shared a low time frame move below the green is okay because my high time frame bias is bullish above 20. That being said, I would only expect us to dip below green due to some short-term fundamental event-driven volatility. Let's see what the new next few weeks will bring. And now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, speculators in the spotlight. That's right. In terms of the Bitcoin price and where it might fall, should downside momentum return, on-chain analysis offers a clear vision of support. Quoting Glassnode here, the recent volatility in Bitcoin price action has anchored around the short-term hodler cost basis at $26,400. This suggests the short-term hodler cost basis remains a pivotal level in determining both the direction and momentum of the local trend. And for the next factor to watch out for is macro cools after intense week with U.S. markets closed for Martin Luther King holiday on today, June 19th. So happy MLK day. Macro catalysts for crypto markets wait until later in the week. And now while not as numerous or significant as the previous week's set, these still have potential to spark some surprise volatility. Quoting Credible Crypto here, been seeing quite a few comments lately on the weakness of Bitcoin versus trade markets, SPX, and how this is bad for crypto. Don't mistake consolidation for weakness. Like a student who gets a good night's sleep before a major exam, the more we rest before the big day, the better we are prepared. And for the next factor to keep your eyes out on is GBTC gets a BlackRock boost. That's right. Let's go Bitcoin ETF. Bitcoin itself may be offering little inspiration, but one of its biggest investment vehicles is experiencing a resurgence in its own right. The Grayscale Bitcoin Trust has begun a fresh attempt at narrowing its heavy discount versus the Bitcoin spot price. GBTC has traded at this discount, which is in fact a negative premium since Bitcoin's all-time high in 2021 of 69,000. Since then, it has reached negative 50%. And last week's announcement of a Bitcoin spot price exchange-traded fund filing by BlackRock appeared to induce a change in mood. And of June 17th, the premium had decreased negative 36.6%. And as reported, the changes came despite arguments over the true status of the BlackRock offering, while some claiming that it would not be a spot ETF, which remain banned in the United States. That aside, GBTC's recent performance remains impressive. 36.6% is within a striking distance of a new 2023 highs for premiums. And buyers have also been making themselves known, leaving major client ARK Invest to react. ARK currently owns more than 5.3 million GBTC shares. Now for the final factor to keep your eyes on this week, market optimism sees repeated tests. That's right. Taking a look at the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, you can see how recent events have left their mark, with June 15 seeing the lowest score since mid-March. That's our first time returning to fear. While this suggests a more fearful environment than at any time since the Greed and Fear Index, nonetheless remains surprisingly stable. The lows came in at 41 out of 100, barely fearful at all the subsequent recent, with all the lawsuits, Coinbase, Binance being charged by the SEC, that's not all so bad. So I think the news has, recovered, at least with the, spot Bitcoin ETF coming. And with that being shared, takes us to our next big story of the day. So we have BlackRock, we got GBTC, we also have Fidelity, a $4.5 trillion asset manager. BlackRock controls like $10.5 trillion. Well, Fidelity is almost as big. It's like halfway there. And there are now rumors of them filing a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States. Let's freaking go. Let's break this down. And welcome to y'all just joining in on the live show. The application for the world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, for Bitcoin spot ETF has generated bullish momentum in the past second half of last week. Experts believe that the app has a strong chance of being approved, given BlackRock's strong political connections and its staggering success rate with ETF apps. Check this out. Out of 576 applications filed with the US SEC, only one application has been rejected thus far. While 575 applications have been approved, that means their success ratio is 576-1. And if the rumors turn out to be true, the Bitcoin price can soon receive another piece of bullish news by another financial giant. The third largest asset manager in the world, Fidelity Investments, could soon follow suit, according to rumors, and also apply for a spot Bitcoin ETF or make a bid for the troubled leading crypto asset manager, Grayscale. At least this rumor is currently circulating on crypto Twitter. While several accounts reported it, the source for the rumor appears to be ARK Public co-founder Andrew Parrish. Now, remarkably, the rumor has been spread by notable crypto influencers such as Scott Melker, Mikhail Vinay Pop, and Ash Crypto. And according to the anonymous source, Fidelity is reportedly planning a seismic move in the crypto markets. Quoting them here, update, Fidelity Digital Assets and Fidelity are about to make a seismic move in crypto via both Bitcoin and Ethereum. Sources expect Fidelity to either make a bid for Grayscale or quickly launch their own spot Bitcoin ETF. One or both are coming soon. BlackRock and Fidelity will own the crypto space in the United States. So the race for a Bitcoin spot ETF as the game theory continues in full effect. Now, remarkably, Fidelity is no stranger to the Bitcoin and crypto space. The third largest asset manager with $4.2 billion in assets under management launched a separate crypto-focused company, Fidelity Assets, Digital Assets, back in 2018. The company offers various Bitcoin and crypto products and, amongst other things, was the first company to offer investors the option of adding crypto assets to their 401k retirement accounts. FDA also launched a Fidelity Advantage Bitcoin ETF in Canada back in December of 2021. The rumored bid for Grayscale, however, is no less interesting than the ETF app. As is well known, Grayscale's parent company, Digital Currency Group, has been in trouble for quite some time, with its finances remaining opaque. Now, Grayscale is considered DCG's cash cow, holding over 630,000 BTC in its Bitcoin Grayscale Trust. A bankruptcy of DCG and Grayscale was long considered a potentially catastrophic capitulation event late that year and early this year. But since then, things have been quiet around DCG. A rescue of Grayscale and the unwinding of the GBTC discount of currently 36.6% would be bullish for not only Bitcoin, but all of crypto. And overall, BlackRock and Fidelity's entry into the Bitcoin market can be seen as a net positive event, driving the prices and providing legitimacy to the industry. As reported, Bitcoin may be having its gold moment soon. After gold received its first spot ETF approval in the US back in 2004, the price literally exploded in the following years. So do you think that is likely to happen with these Bitcoin spot ETFs from Fidelity, BlackRock, and GBTC? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. And Max Kaiser responded to this breaking news. FOMO increases as Bitcoin emerges the winner and the winner take all crypto arena. Everything not Bitcoin is going to the price of effectively zero against Bitcoin, as we have been saying for 12 years. So there you freaking have it. I mean, what a great time to be involved in crypto, especially considering the price today is $26,600. And that's without a spot Bitcoin ETF approval yet. So we'll see how this plays out. With that being shared, there's more breaking news of Doquan allegedly being sent to jail. But first, let's break down our next story of the day. And that's the latest with Coinbase blasting the SEC. That's right. So let's break this down. Check it out. And Coinbase, being the largest crypto exchange in the U.S., slammed the SEC for failing to answer questions asked in the U.S. Court of Appeals as part of its ongoing legal battle with the regulator in a June 17th filed letter to the court. The lawyers for the crypto exchange accosted the SEC for continuing to dodge Coinbase's rulemaking petition, which calls on the SEC to establish a regulatory framework for digital assets. No Claire Gare, what's good? Quoting them here, when ordered by this court to address the stark inconsistency between its litigation position and its actions and statements elsewhere, the SEC still offers no straight answers and instead repeats its talking points. The letter was in response to the SEC's June 13th submission, requesting an additional 120 days to reply to the Coinbase rulemaking petition. Coinbase slammed the SEC and said they're reluctant to inform the court of updates on its decision, saying it bristles even at being ordered to update the court on its progress. The firm claimed the impact of the SEC's silence, the lengthy delays, and its enforcement actions continued to weigh on the crypto industry, and SEC Chairman Gary Gensler continues to charge well down the path of irreparably damaging the U.S. public company and the entire industry. And on June 17th, Coinbase's chief legal officer said in a series of tweets, it's unusual for the government to defy a direct question from a federal court. Makes a great point. Now, he also said he's hoping for the court to grant a writ mandamus, a court order of a government official ordering them to fulfill their official duties under law. Given that the SEC knocked back the Coinbase petition, Coinbase is also submitting that the court instead set a deadline of 60 days or less starting from June 13th, the date of the SEC's request. And in a separate case, the SEC sued Coinbase on June 6th, alleging the trading platform broke various security rules, most notably for purportedly offering crypto that the regulator considers being unregistered securities. I think there were roughly 13 of them as a result. How do you think this lawsuit will likely play out for Coinbase versus the SEC? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's break down Do Kwon being sentenced to 4 years in prison, followed by a parabolic move on the cusp, followed by Tom Lee's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction and his latest analysis as per his latest report. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And happy birthday to the birthday homies in the chat. I know we have a few. Michael Volkman, it's your birthday today. I know Jeff, it's your birthday today. So make sure to wish them a happy birthday in the live chat. All right, now let's discuss the latest with Do Kwon. Terraform Labs founder Do Kwon has been found guilty of using false passport by a court in Montenegro and has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. That's, 120 days. Kwon's colleague and former Terraform Labs chief financial officer was charged alongside him and received the same sentence. The time both men spent in detention will be taken into account. And also, they said in a statement on the website, Kwon was charged with attempting to leave the country using a false Costa Rican passport. He reportedly told the court that he wasn't aware that the passport he was traveling with was allegedly forged and instead pinned the blame on a Chinese name agency. Sure thing, Do Kwon. And according to a June 17th report from the South Korean news outlet, Kwon told the Montenegro basic court he received his allegedly forged passports and travel docs, including a Costa Rican passport, through third-party agencies. Tell it to the judge. Obviously didn't work, right? According to Kwon, because he had been traveling with his Costa Rican passport for years, he had no reason to doubt its authenticity. That means he was traveling with a forged passport for several years. That doesn't make it not illegal, dog. And in addition to denying the forgery of travel documents, Kwon denied allegations he made about any financial donations to Montenegro's former finance minister, the now leader of the Europe Now Party. Things continue to get more and more interesting. And with that being shared, fam, now let's discuss a potential parabolic move on Bitcoin on the cusp right now, followed by Tom Lee's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Here we go. While he followed analysts, believes Bitcoin's latest correction is setting up for the crypto king a parabolic surge. Synonymous analyst Credible Crypto tells his followers that Bitcoin's retracement from above 30,000 is part of the parcel of an uptrend that can push the Bitcoin price to fresh yearly highs. Full send. The crypto strategist predicts a steep climb for Bitcoin, one that erases months of consolidation in just a matter of days. I call it the God candle, quoting him here. Consolidation precedes expansion. Our latest corrective structure lasted 48 days and was erased with just 4 days of impulsive price action. Facts, as he outlines in this chart, and he also shares that our current corrective structure is 83 days long so far. When we begin the next impulsive move, we probably erase 3 months of corrective price action within a week or so. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. And looking at the amount of Bitcoin held by the long-term hodlers or investors who have not moved their Bitcoin troves for over a year, according to the analysts, the long-term hodlers have been steadily adding to their stacks despite a multitude of cataclysmic news stories over the past year. Yeah, Credible highlights that the dwindling available Bitcoin supply is setting up Bitcoin for a massive burst to the upside. Quoting him here, 70% of all the Bitcoin in existence is being hodled and has not been sold for over a year. That number has only increased through the Three Arrows Capital, the FTX collapse, and recent actions against Coinbase and Binance from the SEC. There is less excess supply available that there than there has ever been in the history of Bitcoin's existence. What does this mean? The situation with Bitcoin right now is like a kerosene-soaked rag in the middle of a forest filled with dead trees. And all it will take is a single spark of demand. And that could be in the form of a number of positive fundamental catalysts. The reason behind the spark doesn't matter, to set that rag on fire. And once that rag is on fire, the move up will start slowly at first, then all at once, just as a forest fire starts from a single spark and soon becomes an uncontrollable blaze, obliterating anything and anyone in its way. There you have it. Very bold words coming from Credible Crypto. Do you agree or disagree with the analyst? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for the latest from Tom Lee of Fundstrat, who recently shared a very bullish $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction. In fact, it was roughly a month ago he made this lengthy thread on May 12th, and it's a presentation. And as he shares here, thought I share some from my presentation of 43 slides. And he writes this alongside this chart: every crisis becomes opportunity. Bitcoin cycle lows to the next high. If patterns after 2019, this implies a $250,000 to $500,000 Bitcoin price, which is viewed by Cathie Wood, as well as billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper. And here's the chart right here, and it shows you what if. You know what I mean? History rhymes or repeats, and we have something similar to the 2019 price action that could take us on up from today's price of $26,000 to $250,000 to $500,000, which is roughly a 20x from here, roughly 10 to 20x. Yeah, so that's a pretty big deal. And shout out to Tom Lee and his brother Bobby Lee. I've interviewed Bobby Lee here on the channel before. So yeah, in Tom's latest tweet, he said he applauded a good day for Bitcoin and digital assets. However, it may be worth noting that he has a history of being a permabull of the crypto market, and I don't blame him. His latest market recovery, prompted by BlackRock app for a spot Bitcoin ETF, pushed Bitcoin to 26.3, recovering 3.5% in 24 hours. The shares of MicroStrategy up by more than 5% as well, and the discount on the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust has been narrowed, adding to the positive sentiments as I covered here in the crypto market. So yeah, in a series of tweets back in May, Thomas Lee made reference to Fundstrat's crypto presentation. If you want to check out that presentation in full, check the show notes below the video in the description. I'll include his tweet. He suggested Bitcoin's lows could lead to a surge between 250 to 500,000, and also views echoed by Cathie Wood and Tim Draper, who I commonly cover here on the show. His tweets emphasize the correlation between the performance of Bitcoin as well as the equity markets, underlying that cryptocurrencies tend to thrive when traditional markets like the S&P 500 are robust. Lee also pointed out the potential stumbling blocks for the crypto market in the U.S., alluding to Operation Choke Point 2.0 as prospective headwind. And regardless of these challenges, and despite his track record of incorrect prediction, Lee's bullish stance remains undeterred. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the one and only Tom Lee. And I'm going to read you a few more from this thread here. He also wrote that foremost, equity markets need to rise as Bitcoin and crypto are risk on assets. The best year is when the SPY up strong, and a 50% chance of rise if equities are down. And he also says an obvious risk on the QQQ correlation at 92%. He wrote for the FS Insight, and he also mentions Operation Choke Point 2.0 headwind for crypto in the USA, and writes a list of selected actions by compiled by Tireless. And so yeah, really good insights. Crypto missed an opportunity to create applications and services enhancing work from home, but crypto investors made money anyways. This is a very thorough report. I highly encourage you all to check it out. Good insights to say the least. So shout out again to Thomas Lee of Fundstrat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.